أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
سورة 37
الصافات
The Rangers, Meccan period. Title: The word
الصافات,
meaning the rangers, used in the opening verse constitutes the surah's title. Period of Revelation. It appears from the content and style of the surah that it was presumably revealed in the middle phase and possibly even during the last stage of the middle phase of the Prophet's Meccan life. The tenor of the discourse clearly reveals that fierce hostility to Islam was dominant, and that the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his companions were confronted with the most daunting of circumstances. Subject matter and themes. The Meccan unbelievers are sternly warned in the surah against their rejection of the Prophet's call to monotheism and the hereafter. The unbelievers had greeted this call with a volley of jest, derision, and ridicule. They had also vehemently dismissed his claim to be God's messenger. These unbelievers are now being unequivocally told that soon enough the Prophet, peace be upon him, whom they had mockingly dismissed, will prevail over them, and they will find God's hosts occupying their very courtyards. See verses 171 to 179. Significantly enough, the unbelievers were served with this warning at a time when apparently there existed no tokens of the Prophet's success. Rather, these early Muslims, who have been designated as God's hosts, verse 173, were the victims of savage persecution. About three-fourths of these Meccan Muslims had already migrated from their hometown. No more than 40 to 50 Muslims were left with the Prophet, peace be upon him, in Mecca, and they had to put up with all manner of hardships. It was inconceivable in the face of these harsh realities that the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his handful of resourceless followers would eventually triumph. On the contrary, it appeared that the Prophet's call would be buried in the sands of Mecca's valleys. But hardly 15 or 16 years had passed before Mecca was conquered by the Muslims, and what was foretold in this surah, see verses 171 to 173, came true. The surah combines its warning to the unbelievers with an address, providing words of counsel and a persuasive exposition of Islam's teachings. Convincing arguments are also succinctly advanced in the course of the surah to corroborate the Islamic doctrines of monotheism and the hereafter. Furthermore, the fallacious notions entertained by the polytheists are also effectively critiqued to lay bare the absurdity of their beliefs. They are apprised of the dire consequences of the errors in which they were mired, and also informed, by way of contrast, of the splendid results of adhering to sound belief and righteous conduct. In this context, examples are provided by referring to the annals of human history. These examples clearly show how God dealt in the past with earlier prophets and their nations, the myriad ways in which He lavished His favors on His loyal servants and punished those who gave the lie to His prophets. Of the historical stories narrated in this surah, the most instructive ones relate to the life of the prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. The most important event of Abraham's life is that no sooner had he realized that God wanted him to sacrifice his only son than he made up his mind to do so. There was a lesson for all in the example set by Abraham, peace be upon him, and not just for the Quraysh who boasted of their Abrahamic ancestry. There was also a lesson in it for the Muslims who believed in God and His Messenger, peace be upon him. By recounting this story, the Muslims were intimated of the essence and spirit of Islam, that after accepting Islam as one's faith, a true believer should be ready to sacrifice his all to please God. The surah's concluding verses provide not only a warning for the Meccan unbelievers, but also glad tidings for the true believers who endured untold hardships in the course of supporting the Prophet, peace be upon him. Through these verses, the believers were given the message that the hardships confronting them in this early stage of their mission should not dishearten them, for eventually the Muslims are bound to gain the upper hand over the forces of unbelief and falsehood. Within just a few years' time, these tidings came true. These verses were thus not merely a source of consolation for Muslims, but also enshrined a prophecy that soon enough became a reality.